Happy New Year, everybody. As we begin Advent, we begin our new liturgical new year. And I think it's important that we recognize that, especially in 2020. It feels very refreshing to begin something new, to have a fresh start. And I think that it's important for us to really see Advent this season as we begin this new year within the church, that we take that opportunity to begin new, to begin fresh, and to take any chance we can to start seeing how that brings this new life, this new expectation, this new waiting upon our hearts. And so one of the things that, with the start of this new year, that our pastor, Father Dan, and myself wanted to start doing is for the next several months, we're going to do a homily series where we will take the opportunity to break down the Mass and talk about the pieces of the Mass. As we've heard in our gospel today, this importance of watching. Sometimes as human beings, I think that we see watching as something passive. Like we watch something else happen and we're disconnected from it. But the reality of watching that we hear Christ speaking of in that parable he uses, the man who goes away, he gives everyone a job. There's this active reality to watching. And so we thought to start this weekend, as we begin this new liturgical year, to start this homily series would be very appropriate so that we can not just sit each Sunday and passively watch something happen, but that we could more fully, actively watch at what is happening when we come together at Mass. So Father Dan is not here this morning to grade the homily, I don't think. He taught Christopher, the father of Anne-Marie, who's going to be baptized. So he wanted to be here for the baptism. So I'm sure I'll get graded later as well. But the reality of us starting this series, we thought it'd be important for this very first homily to focus on one key element of the what of the Mass. What is this thing that we are entering into? And I think Father Dan very appropriately said, let's start with the topic of the Mass as a dialogue between the Father and the Son. What a beautiful thought. What a beautiful statement. That the Mass is the dialogue between the Father and the Son. Now, with this in mind, this weekend when I was at home, the day after Thanksgiving, I saw my niece, and she's about 4 years old, and she's entering into this stage of what? Everything we said, when she would ask a question, we'd respond, she'd go, what? And we'd have to repeat ourselves, and she'd say, what? And we'd have to repeat ourselves, and maybe it was because we were wearing masks, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt, but as I was watching this happen again and again and again, no matter who was talking to her, and just hearing that response of what, what? It was so hard to have a conversation with her. And I thought, you know, doesn't that make sense? Like that's a stage of human development. Every one of us goes through that stage of what, where we are getting to an age where we are trying to be in conversation with the adults, but it's difficult. It's hard for us to dialogue on a certain level. I thought, wow, this is the exact same for all throughout humanity, actually. All throughout salvation history. Isn't that oftentimes our response when we are trying to dialogue with God? This, what? What are you trying to say? Are you saying something? I can't hear you, Lord. This reality that conversation, dialogue with an eternal being, let's face it, it's difficult for finite beings to enter into that dialogue. All throughout the history of humanity, since Adam and Eve, it's been difficult for mankind to dialogue with our God. Because there's such a gap there. And it doesn't matter throughout the Old Testament, throughout all of salvation history, how many times God has initiated that dialogue, that conversation, how many times he has reached down in his grace and provided for mankind. Mankind always falls a little short in responding back in that dialogue. It was always and has always been difficult, if not impossible, for mankind, finite beings, to do something in response to that eternal being of love, the Father. And so what do we know happens? Well, he becomes man. He sends his son to earth. And that is what we are preparing in this season of Advent, this recognition of the coming of the Son. And the beauty of that in the context of Mass is what it makes possible for each and every one of us. We know that coming of Christ, ultimately, there's a perfection that will come from the cross. Seems kind of strange in Advent, at the beginning of Advent, to jump immediately to the cross. But we know that's where it's going, because in that act of love, that dialogue is finally completed. That perfect response comes from a being that is all human and all divine. Fully divine and therefore capable of making a perfect response to a divine being. And so the Son, Jesus Christ, is able to respond to the Father, finally. And that dialogue of love happens. And the most beautiful thing about that dialogue, the most beautiful thing about Christ, the Son, responding in love to the Father with a complete gift of himself, is that he makes it possible for us not just to observe it, not just to watch from a distance passively, but to participate in that dialogue. That is the Mass. That dialogue of love between the Father and the Son, in which we are able to participate by our baptism and a heart that desires reconciliation and relationship with the Father and the Son, we as Christian people are able to enter into that dialogue. It's beautiful that we have Anne-Marie's baptism today, because a baptism, when we get to see it, it reminds us of the great promise and the great reality that each of us has by our baptism, that we are able to enter into the dialogue of love between the Father and the Son, that we as a Christian people, that when we come to Mass each weekend, it is about actively watching something. It's about participating in a conversation. It's about learning to understand how God speaks, how the Father speaks, and how we are to respond. This is the foundation of what we do and why we do it during the Mass. And so as we begin this homily series, this is the foundation to keep returning to. When we say, why do we do something in the Mass? To return to this reality that it is a participation in a dialogue between the Father and the Son, that's where our answer will come forth from. We know as Christian people that it's all about relationship. And so as we look at our relationship and our conversation, our dialogue with the Father, I think for us to start to get into the habit of asking that question and looking at the reality, how do I respond to what the Father is saying to me? This is how we can start to build this foundation more fully, to watch and to participate more fully in the Mass, by calling to mind in our day-to-day realities how we hear and respond to what God is saying to us. How is God speaking to us on a daily basis? And what is my response? When I wake up in the morning, and it's a beautiful morning, I've been given this gift of a sunny and beautiful day. How do I respond to that? When I wake up in the morning and it's cold and raining, how do I respond to that? How the Father is speaking to me through the day, what is my response to what he says? Because when we come to Mass, we need to be ready to engage that part of our being. We hear the word of God proclaimed and spoken to us. What do we respond with? What is our response in prayer to that living word? We come and we experience the sacrifice of the Son, the complete gift of himself, given fully. How do I respond to that sacrifice? What do I do to make an offering of the things that have happened within my week? If we're not practicing this throughout the week, then when we come here to Mass, it's going to be really difficult for us to enter into it within an hour. And so throughout the week, our homework is to practice that, to practice responding to the words and the actions of our God, our Father of love, working in our life. When I have a great interaction with somebody, what's my response? When someone gives to me and I receive, what is my response? How do I respond with my own gift of self? When I have an interaction with someone that maybe is stressful and chaotic, what is my response? Our response builds us. It's part of what makes us actively watch for that presence of Christ for which we prepare for in this Advent season. And so in this coming week, let's grow in our awareness of how we respond to the Father so that when we come next Sunday, that we are more fully ready to enter into that dialogue of love between the Father and the Son, so that as we come into this celebration each and every week, that we come ready to actively enter into the dialogue of love between the Father and the Son.